to show you how unnatural it is to regard matrimony in any other terms but having the primary intention of begetting offspring, look at what the word matrimony literally means. Matrimony, the English word, derives from two Latin words, matris, munus. Okay, mater, matris, in Latin is mother. Munus is office. It literally means the office of a mother. Sorry, Dad, you're not even mentioned. Office of a mother. In other words, matrimony, the very intention of it is to make motherhood happen. And as we all know, it's mom who has the lion's share of the work as far as bringing the children into the world. Now, when we speak of begetting offspring, we don't just leave it at that. We also speak of begetting and educating them. Again, what is that primary purpose of matrimony? To beget and educate children. The begetting and the education of offspring is all sorts of different ways it can be stated. But when we speak of the education of offspring, we're not simply saying send your children to school. Education has a very, very broad meaning. And for that reason, sometimes they replace the word education with proper rearing. So instead of saying the propagation and proper education of children, or the begetting and education of children, they'll say the begetting and proper rearing of children. In other words, it's everything that it takes to bring little baby up to maturity. Feeding him, clothing him, giving him shelter, disciplining him, giving him all of those good habits of mind and body that he will need, giving him virtue, giving him instruction in the faith, instruction in other areas. Okay, it's not just reading, writing, and arithmetic, but it does include those. So everything that it takes to raise Johnny from infancy up to manhood is spoken of, is covered under that rubric of education. Pope Pius XI wrote a wonderful encyclical on matrimony called Casti Connubii, and I could be tempted to sit up here and read you the entire encyclical, which of course would make you go to sleep and probably make me go to sleep because it's kind of dry sounding, but it's a wonderful encyclical, and he pretty much covers all of the bases that one could cover on matrimony. I am going to be quoting from it quite a bit. He speaks of the dignity of child rearing in terms of the dignity of human nature itself, not human nature just left alone in nature, but human nature in terms of its supernatural end. If you consider matrimony in its primary end, begetting and educating offspring, then to meditate on that for a moment and add a little bit of data to it, you come up with the true dignity of matrimony, which is that you're not educating children simply to be smart. You're not educating simply to be talented, to win first prize in the foot race or the math test. You're raising them for an eternity, sharing the inner life of the Blessed Trinity. Now, that's about as dignified as you could possibly get. So it's the eternal vocation that each one of us has that gives marriage its true dignity. There again, we see the intimate connection that exists between the primary vocation that we all have to grace in this life and glory in the next, and the secondary states that we choose to embrace to achieve that primary end.